You're listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Get the knowledge you need to advance your mortgage practice quickly and efficiently from Jen Duplessis, America's Mortgage Mastery Mentor with over 37 years of experience and over $1 billion in lifetime funding. Jen has been mentoring loan officers and realtors for over 15 years and speaking on stages across the globe. So settle in and get ready as Jen and her guests share their experience, passion, and strategies to help you crack the top producer code to reach new heights in your business. And now, here's your host, Jen Duplessis, Mortgage Mastery Mentor and head chick in charge of Kinetic Spark Consulting.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mortgage Lending Mastery. I'm your host, Jen Duplessis. Today, I have with me someone I'm so excited to meet and talk with. You'll hear about our situation here in a few minutes, but I want to take this opportunity to introduce you to Jessica Boharquez. Did I get it right? No. I didn't. Almost every podcast I do, I still don't get it right. Can you pronounce it for us, Jessica?
Absolutely. It's Boharquez.
Boharquez. I made it.
You're close enough.
Boharquez. That's so funny. Boharquez. And you know what? Look, I'm Jen Duplessis, and most people just call me Jen because they can't figure it out either. So it happens that way. But let me take this opportunity to introduce you. Jessica is an Arizona real estate professional who specializes in video marketing, and that's what we're going to love listening to what she talks about. She's created a marketing platform and a segment called Virtual Tour Tuesday, designed to showcase available homes around the country. She's able to offer high quality marketing while targeting potential home buyers nationwide. We're going to dig way into this. So I'm so excited about all of that. But it's just to be able to help people sell their homes faster. She's an expert in the market. I get her emails all the time and her tags all the time on social media. So I know that she's an expert in what's happening with the market. And she found her calling and passion selling real estate through video marketing. She now teaches the fundamentals to other real estate agents. So real estate agents who are listening to this podcast, listen up. And loan officers, as you're listening to this, please make sure that you're taking notes so that you can share this information with your agents and they can communicate with Jessica and she can help them move their businesses forward. So she also offers packages to market their listing and brand as well. And I want to really talk about that too. So welcome to the show, Jessica. We have some more things we want to tell people about how we know each other, but welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Pleasure to be here.
So you and I actually met because we both are contributing authors to a 3-book series called David and Goliath, right? And I don't even have my book up. We should probably have our books up here, right? Maybe you can grab yours faster than I can mine. Yeah.
I have our book. Yeah. There it is, The Principles of David and Goliath.
David and Goliath. And I don't even think I have round two yet actually here in my home. I have round one, but not round two. And we're getting ready to release the third one, February, I think, release or December. I don't know when we're releasing, but I'm so excited. You're part of this book. And I met you in Phoenix when we were doing a book signing and it was so much fun. We just had... And then we went to the jeweler that is a friend of yours, my gosh, and he was just both of them, he and his wife are just beautiful people. And so I know you surround yourself with wonderful people. So I want to talk about, today, what I want to talk about is your real estate career, a little bit about the market, what you're seeing, right, in the market, because everyone wants to know, and especially because this podcast is, specific to our industries. And then I want to ask you a little bit about this listing, this listing program that you have for real estate agents. So having said that, so we know that you do a lot of video marketing. We know that, you had this calling to come into real estate, but what did you do before? What was all this stuff that brought you here?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was a stay-at-home mom for 6 years and I did a lot of ins and outs with office and admin work, but after being able to stay home with my son and then having to basically go back to work, which I talk about a little bit in our book, but having to go back into the workforce after 6 years, I thought, well, I'm a multiple generation native to the state. And, you know, I have a pretty big sphere and big network of family and friends. Let's see what I can do in real estate, not having any background in real estate or anybody in my family that it was in this profession and industry. I thought, what the heck? So I gave it a shot and I never looked back.
That's awesome. And how long ago was that?
That was nearly 6 years ago.
Oh, wow. So you're a little, yeah, or almost on the other side of, I've been long in this as long as I was home. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we're probably on the other side and, you know, it's just been an amazing ride, seeing some ups and downs for sure in the market and going through the punches of the ever evolving door of what this entails. I absolutely love it and find passion for it every single day.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful. I mean, I do too. I mean, I'm four decades into this, you know. In fact, March 1st will be 40 years. 40 years doing.
I love it.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Every time I hear you say that, I'm always like so infatuated. I just want to pick your brain about everything because I know there's just so much in there.
Well, thank you. So let me ask you this question. I want to, you know, you just mentioned 6 years and I was thinking, you know, back 6 years. So this was, you know, the market's just kind of the market, you know, everybody in, you know, at least in the mortgage space is saying, look, you know, at some point in time, this has to pop because, you know, rates are just, they've just been arbitrarily low ever since 2011, right? I mean, not 20, yeah, 9-11, and then 2011 or so, you know, they've just been lower than they should be anyway. And so everybody was talking about when is it going to pop? So that's the first 2 years. The next 2 years of your career, right, ish, is in the pandemic where it pops in a different way, right? Everybody's busy. Everybody's buying. Right, everyone's having the best year ever, ever, ever. The market gave it to them. And then the next 2 years are inflation and nobody wants to move. Everybody wants to stay in. Walk us through how you've persevered in each one of those markets, as particularly as a new agent walking in. And this is new. Every one of these markets is brand new to you.
Right. Yes, absolutely. So the first 2 years, getting my, I guess, sea legs a little bit sturdier in the market, I just did whatever I could to learn the process. So I was helping out with rentals. I just wanted to get all of the experience I could get. And I was still working, you know, two other jobs. So I was actually working three full-time jobs. Wow. When the closure started to happen, two and a half years ago, nearly 3 years ago, I went to my title marketing manager and best friend, Jason. And I said, you know, things are shutting down. I'm not going to be able to do open houses. I have listings. How am I going to be able to get these listings seen and sold? And he said, well, what do you think about video? I really think you should get in front of the camera and start maybe doing lives on these homes. And I said, I don't like the way I look or sound on camera. So like many of you, I went through this whole rigmarole of, I guess, okay, let's see, let's give it a shot. And so the last 2 years, we came up with the concept of video marketing and putting my listings out on video. And I kind of took that concept and ran with it. And ever since then, it's just been, I've been able to, I guess, evolve into obviously seeing a lot of homes and selling a lot of homes, using my storytelling, but also in a way to be able to help other agents out because of the craziness and, you know, the fluctuation of the market. I've even had people from other states contact me to do the video marketing on their listing in other states because their realtors or their agents didn't do video marketing. So I was able to help them out in that way as well. So, you know, as time progressed, I thought, wow, this is incredible. This, you know, obviously we are going into an age where video marketing is the way to go. There's really no turning back. And so I feel that as we fluctuate, obviously in the market, it will always fluctuate, but being able to market a property using video and tell a story that you normally can't tell, you know, especially when you're looking on the MLS, it's very cut and dry, right? So being able to provide this to my clients has been really heart opening, and also being able to help other agents in collaborations with selling their listings. It's been phenomenal, actually.
I love that. I have a lot of follow-up questions to that. I mean, and so I'm over here typing, you know, as I'm doing my questions and stuff. And I know you haven't talked about what this market is. I know you haven't done that yet. So I want to just see how that shifted for you. You know, yes, I get that you continually do video marketing, but has it allowed for you to be able to maintain your production in this, what we consider to be down market with inflation and high interest rates, et cetera? Or have you had a shift in how you do it for this particular market? Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So in this particular market, with getting getting my name out there, obviously it's still all a part of being able to, you know, market yourself and promote yourself. But there has been a shift in regards to the market. Obviously, there's a lot more inventory. I think we've seen a rise of nearly 400% of inventory on the market. And, you know, people are with between a 50% and a 75% listing success rate out there right now. It's my duty to push even harder to get these people to realize and see that our home values are still staying high in Scottsdale. They're still in Phoenix alone. The average home is selling at $546,000. So it's not necessarily as far as like the market is like crashing and the home values are going down, but it just means that there's a lot more inventory on the market. So right now I'm still busy. I'm helping out a couple of agents with their listings. I have a listing coming up soon, and I have, you know, I'm doing other projects in regards to community features and that, all that other fun stuff. But it's, you know, it's ever evolving, ever changing, and I'm just rolling with the punches just like everyone else, but also seeing a bigger picture and being able to help out other agents is something that I'm looking to, you know, stay active in as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So, okay, let's dig in a little bit. I mean, gosh, there's so many things that you're saying. You're helping agents, you know, I mean, there's obviously, you can't just help them for the sake of helping them. So I want to know a little bit about what you're doing. Right. Are you know, right. Because one of the wonderful things about real estate agents is that you guys can do, you know, some profit splitting and stuff that can't happen with loan officers at all. So we can't refer out to another state and still get, you know, paid. And I know that you're an EXP agent, and, you know, I'm part of the EXP family as well. You're an EXP agent. And so you may just be helping the people that are in your downline. That might be what you're saying when you're doing this, but I want to get a little more sense of, you know, what do you do that's different with video marketing? Because I've seen, I guess not a lot, but I've seen some video marketing with some real estate agents that are in my local area. You know, they'll pop up online, and I've seen some drone stuff about it. But what is it that you do with your marketing of listings that makes you so much so unique, and how it has the result and the impact that it has? So that's question one. What do you do that's different in that marketing? You said something about storytelling, so I think you're going to go there. And then how exactly are you helping these other agents in working with them?
Yeah, it's so how I differentiate obviously is through a particular storytelling that you can't tell anywhere else. And I'll give you an example. Being able to market a property, I had a client who she hired me to do the video marketing for the house, and her house, it was hers and her late husband's house. She is an advocate for widows in Washington, D.C. And she wanted to be able to obviously sell this property, but in a way that was going to be able to, she could take that video and have it forever, right? So what differentiates me from the rest is that my production team and I are able to come in and really talk about the home in a way that uses all of the keywords and is transcribed through YouTube and all of the other social sites, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, in a way that we can use the keywords that people are searching for and they'll be able to find. I go a little bit above and beyond, and on the back end of YouTube and Google, I do placement ads and I make sure that the property is able to touch people or get in front of the people who are basically looking for the same thing. So in regards to the traditional ways of selling a house and just putting, you know, creating a video or hiring a production team to put a standard video up on the MLS or that you can see on Zillow and realtor.com, this goes above and beyond and is able to get in front of hundreds of thousands of people in addition to. So being able to offer this service for, you know, for my clients on top of everything else, because we still do the traditional things, it just gives more, I'm trying to look for the word, it gives more exposure to making sure that the house is being seen by the right people. And you know, storytelling in a way, even if I'm not actually telling a specific story, the home is viewed in a way that the potential home buyer can see it. They know for sure, like, okay, how would it look in this way? I tell little stories. Imagine yourself in this position, or imagine yourself in the kitchen. What meal would you make? You know, so I go a little bit above of what you would be able to normally see. And helping other agents and being able to market their brand, their logo. Obviously, there's little things that we have to watch out for. We have to make sure it's okay through each broker,
right.
To be able to do this, right? So you know, after we go through all of that and everything is okay, I am able to, one, either bring in the agent, and we both do a video together where they are able to spotlight their listing and talk about it and talk about themselves as well. And then we also are able to spotlight their logo and contact information. So it's, you know, I feel like the collaboration of it all is just more of a win-win-win situation, and it's fun.
Yeah. I love what you're doing. I'm smiling because, you know, this is actually a strategy that I have shared with agents for years and years and years. I didn't do it. I didn't want to walk in the house, but a strategy, because there's a class that I teach. It's called Real Estate Sales Mastery. And it really is traditional sales for real estate agents, which is funny because, we'll edit that.
Sorry.
That's okay. We'll stop. We'll edit that.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back to that same question. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm sitting here laughing about this. You know, I'm sitting here smiling about this because this is something that I've talked to about, you know, with real estate agents for years, over 20 some years. I teach this class called, it's a CE class called Real Estate Sales Mastery. And in it, it's traditional sales training for real estate agents, because so many people come from being For example, you, a stay-at-home mom, right? Or I was a teacher and now I'm this, or I was military, now I'm that. And, you know, one of the things that we used to do is I would print all of these NMLS printouts and it would say 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in a private cul-de-sac. And it was so boring. And I'd say, how could we, you know, change this into something different? Have you asked the owners, you know, what's your favorite time of the day and where in your house is your favorite time of the day? You know, all these little things. And I imagine this is exactly what you're talking about, because I have a little crystal that hangs in my house, right? This little crystal that hangs, I have 52 windows on the first floor of my home. And I have this crystal that hangs. Wow. And so in the morning, at the specific time, I love being in my kitchen holding a hot cup of tea all seasons, because when that crystal, when the sun hits that crystal, the entire room lights up like a, and I shouldn't say it because now I'm counterproductive to it, but it lights up like a, you know, the old 70s dance studio thing, but it's not that. I mean, it lights up and it's just magical, right? And I said, what if you were to say, ask your owners that? And say, you know, my favorite time of the day, imagine this, imagine that, using the same terminology that you were saying. But we were talking about writing it, putting it in the NMLS, not at that time, putting it in video. So this is what's so magical about what you're talking about. It brings the person the feelings in, because we know people, you know, listen to the numbers and buy logically, but they are emotionally attached to the decision.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing too. When you talk to your seller or the owner of the home, you want to get to know what is the best time? What is it about this house that you love so much? Obviously they're selling it for a reason, but you want to get all the good pieces. So that way you can bring that out in the video as well and make sure it portrays in that way. And so, like I was saying earlier, being able to help my client who was selling her property out in California, I was able to talk a little bit about, you know, not necessarily her and her story, but portray something in the effect that not only did they do that, but it's so the viewer can definitely hold on to something like that. They're able to grasp to the concept and say, yeah, I would love to bake cookies in that kitchen for my kids and watch them do their you know, their homework and all that other fun stuff. So absolutely, and that's one of my pride and joys of being able to do that. And not only that, I love to bring a little levity in the luxury department as well, because I just feel that, you know, we're all human. We all brush our teeth in the morning, and you know, it's something that is so common that we just all are able to see ourselves doing something like that in a home. And so being able to portray that story to the potential home buyer is something I take pride in.
I think that's beautiful. So so statistically, what have you found that video marketing does to be able to accelerate either the list time or accelerate the offer, you know? And you may be having accelerated offers in Phoenix because it's a really hot market. I can say that in Northern Virginia, where I'm at, outside of DC, you know, people are chasing the market down. They're listing and then they're chasing it down. We're starting to see the drop in, I wouldn't say there's a drop in value. I would say there's a drop in greed. So to speak. Mm-hmm. But what are you
saying? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my house. No, that was last year. That's not this year. You know, well, I saw it last year on Zillow. It was worth, you know, 500,000 more. Well, it's not now, but that's not, I think that's more of a greed situation. And then they end up chasing the market. So what are you finding that video marketing does from a results perspective in either time on market or value?
Yeah. So statistically, my video marketing, obviously, if you have a house listed with video marketing, and especially if there's a video attached, it sells 800% faster than what it would if you don't have anything on there. And out here right now, there's still, you know, people are still fluctuating with the idea of video marketing. They're still getting it in their head, but we're seeing right now on the market, there's over 400 houses that are listed over $2 million right now. Wow. And just a fraction of those houses have video attached to them. And so being able to see that these houses, you know, the listing success rate is dropping down to, you know, in the luxury department out in Paradise Valley, it's nearly 70%. And in Phoenix, it's nearly 50% in some parts. So just like with you guys, the whole idea of overpricing your house and getting it listed, you know, getting it sold at listed rate is dropping just a bit, but it's still at 97%. So people are still getting what their house is worth. You just got to market it properly. So you're not able to put your house on the market and it still need a bunch of work and have that grandiose idea that you're still going to get that, you know, get that price for it. So I think realistically, we have to educate the sellers and be able to let them know that, you know, we are going to be able to obviously market this home properly, get it out and seen. But for me, I have been able to successfully sell my listings within 30 days. So I haven't seen like the pressures probably as much as some of the other agents that are coming to me saying that they're getting a lot of pressure from their sellers.
Yeah. And that you can contribute to the way you do your video marketing. It's one thing to do video marketing, but the way you do your video marketing also has an impact on that, you know, as well. And I think that's, you know, yes. Thing. So, okay. So having said, and what is your average list price that you work in? Cause I know you work in luxury.
Yeah. So my average list price is 1.5, but I do everything. My team, I have one other person on my team and we take it all. We don't discriminate.
Yeah. And I know. Yeah. And that's great because I mean, that's the great thing about niches, you know, that I talk about in this podcast all the time is, you know, the importance of needing a niche to be able to highlight yourself, but then saying, hey, I do everything else. It's like going into Starbucks, right? We, you know, they sell coffee, but they also sell other things and people buy other things and they don't say, oh no, sorry, we're only going to do coffee here. Right. So it's the same thing. I appreciate that you do that. And I respect that you're doing that. Okay. So this leads me to the question of your listing package. The listing package obviously includes video. But is there something else that you do that is unique and different that you could share with our listeners? And again, knowing that most of our listeners are loan officers who are trying to help their real estate agents improve their business, grow their business. What is it about your listing package that it makes it unique? Can you share a few things?
Yeah, absolutely. So my listing packages are basically a done for you package. So we go in and not only do we help you with the video, but on the back end, we do the Google Ads. We make sure that it's marketed through all of the social sites and place the ads behind them. So we are able to go a little bit on the back end of things and be able to be sure that the listing gets put on these platforms and they're able to be seen by, you know, by the right potential home buyer. So being able to put the ad spend behind it and then give the agent the ideas of how the property is doing, how the listing is doing, you know, obviously it just differentiates that from having the realtor to try to go back and be able to figure it all out. Because when you're doing marketing on say Instagram or Facebook, it's a 60-second maybe video, right? And then you can use hashtags or in certain things, but on YouTube, it's its own entity. And so when you're able to market it, not only on YouTube, but Google and be able to be sure that it's getting seen in a wider range of audiences, then that just makes it all the better. Not only that, we have, you know, the workshops that I'm rolling out with, we have something to where I'm able to teach you the fundamentals because of the, you know, Google Ads is something that, and managing those listings that are, it's really, really hard to comprehend if you don't know what you're doing. So what I like to do is I like to simplify it for the agents because we can all do it. If I can do it, you know, if I don't have a background in video marketing, this is all learning experience that I've dedicated my life to. So I used to have 3 full-time jobs, but I dedicated my life into video marketing and learning these platforms. So that way I could, you know, I have all the blood, sweat and tears, and I'll be able to simplify it for other people. So I think that that's what differentiates my packages from.
Yeah. Okay. So everything that you talked about was, I already have the listing. How do I market it? Tell us a little bit about how do you get your listings? Now, obviously you're going to share with the seller, hey, I've got this huge marketing package. Is that all by itself enough to help you with your competition? Or is there something else you do on the front side that differentiates you before you even walk in the door?
Well, you know, because I'm a multiple generation native to the state, I have a pretty big sphere of my own. So I'm constantly reaching out to people and making sure, you know, I do the back end stuff too. And don't get me, I do the calls every single day. I you know, I go into open houses and I'm always constantly shaking hands and kissing babies and making friends with local businesses like Molina's Fine Jewelers, where we had our VIP after party of our book signing. Yeah. And, you know, that's just the thing that I love to do. I love to network. I love to get out in front of people. And there's just different organizations and communities that I'm super highly active in. And I just feel like, you know, this is just my small way, not only of being able to get my brand and my name out, but also help other people get more comfortable in front of the camera and staying more consistent with it. So with being able to talk to my sellers, obviously I'm doing something that sets apart from the average. And so it's easy for me to let people know what I offer, but I also, you know, with the times, we're doing other things like my preferred vendors. We're making sure to educate our clients. If they're offering the 2-1 buy down, then you know, we make it a point to let our clients know that there are options. You know, it's not just about the video marketing. It's about how can I serve you better? How can I be of more value to you? And so I'm doing it all, and we have an amazing VIP referral program, all this other fun things that goes along with real estate. It's not just about the video marketing, although, you know, although it's a big part.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can lead with it by saying, okay, this is what this person said they'll do, and here's what I will do. Brrr, right? It goes along and right this long way. Okay. So I have another little question. I can't wait to talk to you at off screen. We'll go back into the green room. We'll talk a little bit more. I have a couple of other ideas for you, but you know, it's what you said about 2-1 buy downs. We were talking about that 6 months ago before it became popular. So one of my clients said to me, you know, what else can we do? And I said, well, have you thought about 2-1 buy downs? And they're like, what is it? Because most people don't know what it is unless you've been in the industry for over 25 years, over 25. So now it's a new popular thing. It's come back in. You know, we used to do 5-4-3-2-1 buy downs when I first got in the business, and rates were 18.5%. We did 5-4-3-2-1 buy downs. Yeah. So 2-1s are, you know, really interesting. I think that's good. So I wanted to ask you about, you know, I know you're knocking on doors, you're doing, you know, you said open houses. Are you seeing open houses coming back?
Oh my gosh. Like on steroids.
Everything's sitting. Yeah. What advice would you give to a residential loan officer who's saying, look, I want new relationships. I want more relationships. I want to expand my relationships. I want to get more exposure. I don't want to go sit back and wait for things to happen. What advice do you give to loan officers to come into and walk into an open house that you as a professional real estate agent would like to see? What would, you know, because I know a lot of them do and they're like, hi, I'm, you know, there's a lot of different strategies. That's a horrible one right there. But what's something that would trigger you to say, hey, you know what, you're different too. And maybe I want to work with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's especially for in the mortgage industry. I have a ton of friends in the industry and I'm always doing different collaborations with them because they need video marketing. They need to be able to get out there. It's all a relationship, and this is a relationship industry. Mm-hmm. And you have to create those relationships regardless if it's the actual agents, if it's local businesses, just the same, you know, they are you guys are the front line of what we do. And so, you know, it's a team effort. So I love to talk to my people in the mortgage industry and get them out there. So what do you provide? Because I know you can provide something that this person can't. And I feel that sets them aside. You know, if it is first time home buyers, whether it's, you know, educating them in the 2-1 buy down or holding classes and being able to market themselves in obviously what we all love as realtors, we all love for, you know, people to come in and be able to sponsor, right? We love sponsorships, but not everybody can do that. So being able to set yourself apart, regardless of how they are able to educate the agents, is really gonna help really set them aside from the rest.
Yeah, I love, you know, you covered the whole gamut, because I was thinking, okay, you're gonna say, you know, sponsor, you're gonna say, give me business, right? All of these things, but you know, and I will speak to my truth on this. You know, I was $100 million producer, and I never sponsored anything, mm-hmm. ever. I drew the mm-hmm. line and said, nope. I'm not doing that because I give you value in a different way, right? But I think you have to own your own right. truth and say, you know, what is it for me? Because for me, sponsorship was, yep, I'll give you $250 and you can go get food and have a, you know, whatever, and then, you know, go and give business to somebody else, right? And that's what I found. So mm-hmm. I said, you know, I won't do the sponsoring unless it was really one of my high-end client, you know, my superior, I don't know, I call them my apostles, okay? My apostle real estate agents, mm-hmm. those that we had a commitment to one another, and then I would consider doing sponsorship, of course, with them, but not as a means to go in and start a relationship. And certainly I would never, ever give business to someone that I don't have a relationship with. It wasn't a way for me to get business from someone, and quite frankly, if I had a relationship with you and we were doing business together and you found out that I gave business to someone else as a means to try to get business from them, you'd be upset, mm-hmm. right? And I want right. to give business to someone that I know how they operate because it's my reputation too, you know? And so I love mm-hmm. that you said all of these pieces of it, team effort, education, sponsorship, right? I love that you said all pieces of it, because not a lot of real estate agents see that. They just see gimme, gimme, or sponsor, or, you know, I'll just put your name on a list. And, you know, I love that you want to have that engagement. So thank you for being that professional in the industry. That is so important. And I feel like I have the right to say that. I've been doing this for a long time, right? But I want to ask you,
but it's true.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say it's true. This is a relationship industry. And you know, I know a lot of some loan officers, not all, they're strictly numbers. And obviously that's a big, important piece of it. But being able to get out and create those relationships and provide that service, you have all of this gift inside of you that you're able to help these clients and help your agents as well. And so when you're put your foot forward forward and you're able to say, okay, let's do this together. Let's see what, how can I help, you know, how can I better serve these, you know, these potential homeowners, then that's when the magic really happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So, and I love that you're saying, hey, the loan officers, you need to do that. And I love, I'm saying, hey, realtors, be accepting of someone coming in and saying, how can I help you? How can I help you? It's not just about my rate. Yes. It's about, yeah, I love that. Cause you know, that's where the magic begins and that's how everybody grows. I love that. So one of the last questions I want to ask you is, you mentioned businesses quite a bit and, you know, and I think that this is beautiful because I know you're sort of doing the girl on the street, you know, highlighting and spotlighting businesses. Tell us a little bit about that and what sort of your take is on being able to do that. Because I will tell you, I think from my perspective in all that I do, I speak on big stages in the mortgage business, big stages in the real estate business. I talk to people all the time. I still have a mortgage company on the side. I'm in it, right? I'm in it. So many people are still sitting in their house. Mm-hmm. And they're still saying, well, there's not really much networking. There's not much going on. Rates are high, you know, gloom and doom, all this stuff. And they still aren't even doing, I know I have clients, my clients that still feel like they can't do a webinar, right? I don't get it. We've been in this for 2.5 years. You should be doing webinars. If you don't want to do it in person, do webinars. What do you say to those people, and how are you exploiting out there this business piece or other businesses?
Absolutely. So, you know, with any successful person, it's not just about who you know, but it's who knows you. And being able to get out there and market myself, not only to homeowners, but to businesses as well, it gives you a bigger audience because, you know, at the end of the day, those people are seeing hundreds of people, right? And mm-hmm. and so you're creating these relationships with these businesses who have clients of their own. Yeah. And you have this personal, you know, these close relationships, and you know that it's going to be a mutual thing. And so being able to market yourself and get out there and be able to just for I'll give you a for instance, right now we're doing a community feature out in Old Town Scottsdale, very popular for tourists. And so I was hired by a very fine art gallery, J. Klein Galleries out in Old Town Scottsdale, to be featured and feature their product as well. So, you know, I'm making friends with the owners of these art galleries who don't just have art galleries in Scottsdale. They have art galleries in Colorado and, you know, other parts of the country, and they travel the world. And this is just one small step that you can do to help grow your business, is get out there and talk to these business owners too.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, it's a strategy we used to do too, is, you know, be out on the town. So, you know, why did you start your business? What community involvement do you have? You know, what are you seeing as trends that are happening in your area? What do you love about what you do? What do you want people to know? You know, I think all of those things are beautiful. And yet everyone stands behind and says, well, I just don't look good on camera. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's, we just have to get over this. This is what we look like. So just get over it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's that whole self-acceptance piece and being able to do the little things, even if it's, you know, talking in the mirror or just doing a little 30-second video. Obviously, there's some practice that you need to do. I had a little bit of a speech impediment growing up. There's certain words that I get stuck on even till this day, but I put my videos out there, and trust me, they're not perfect. They're not perfect videos, but they're out there and they're getting seen and they're getting traction, and being able to just accept the way, you know, the what I'm able to say, even if I get stuck on a word or I am not able to communicate what I want to say, I keep continuing to do it, just like with anything else. And we're not going to create success by, you know, by being the best kept secret. We need to be obscure. We need to get out. We need to be able to get seen and heard. So I don't know. That's my little take on it. And I just, when people talk about not being comfortable on camera, really, I mean, 98% of us are not, right? But it's being able to stay consistent in front of it. And you have to understand that it's the message that you have that is far greater than what you look like on camera. It's the message that you have that you need to portray.
Yeah. That I love that. And I think that's so key, you know, and I'm going to repeat that. It's the message you have, right? That's more is important, right? The message you have that means more than how you look. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's so when you're able to get in touch with, yeah, when you're able to get in touch with your message and make that your priority, then, you know, what you look and what you sound like is, it goes back to the back burner because, you know, what's most important, the message, your product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is. Oh, it's been so great having this conversation with you, Jessica. And I can't wait to see you. I know where I'm going to see you in another book launch that we do and another book signing, and can't wait to have those opportunities. Are you going to New York, by the way? Or maybe it's already passed. I don't know.
Yeah, that just recently passed. I wasn't able to make it because I was out here with serving a client. But you know, our next one for sure will definitely be out there. And we have a lot of stuff coming up. This is just the beginning. We're just getting started. You just had a book come out
yesterday. Yesterday, yeah, went number one. It was another number one. So yeah, I have 18 number ones. Yeah.
It's
exciting. And I have another book coming out, Impact, our volume 2, which is all acronyms. I'd love for you to be in that book. We talked about that when we saw each other, and I can't wait till that book comes out. So that'll be in sometime in February. I too didn't go to New York. I was in Europe and, you know, kind of playing around there with doing a mastermind, but, you know, I can't wait to see you again. So now for those that are listening here and they're saying, wow, I really love everything that she's doing, everything. What is the best way for someone to get in touch with you to get more information about what you're putting out? I know you have some programs and workshops that you're going to be doing, whether they're a loan officer or a real estate agent. What is the best way for them to find out more about what you have to offer?
Absolutely. So you can Google at Virtual Tour Tuesday. I'm at Virtual Tour Tuesday on Instagram, Jessica Bohorquez. And if you Google Virtual Tour Tuesday, which is easy to spell, that's why I did it that way, to be able to find me a little easier. You could find me really quickly. All of my information is out there, and I would love to work with you. I would love to answer any questions or have even a 15-minute call to see where you're at and see if we can work together. I'd love that.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And I'm going to say that when you get these programs and your workshops together, I want to help be a partner with you to push this out all across the world, across the United States and everything. I would love to be a collaborative partner of yours and, you know, perhaps speak on it as well. We'll speak about other things that we can talk about scaling, but I definitely want to contribute to the growth of what you're putting together because I think this is so needed. And right now is the perfect time to be honing in on these skills so that when the next pop happens, we don't find ourselves behind the eight ball, right?
Yes. Oh my God. I would love that. Let's do it. I'm that means the world to me. And it has been such a pleasure to be on this program and to be here today and to get the message out.
Message out. That's right. So, Jessica, what would you like to leave us with? It could be a quote, a book, an idea, a thought, and, you know, some inspiration. What would you like to leave us with today?
I want to leave you with a little quote that I have, and it's in telling the story of the home. And every story that we create evolves around the foundation we build. And when we are able to tell this story from the ground up and really create a foundation that is unshakable within ourselves, then we are able to emanate that out to the world. And so storytelling is just a small part, but it's the most important part of what we can do and how we can make the greatest impact in this world. And I think that, you know, we all have it. And as long as we are able to hone in on it, we can do anything.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Jessica, thank you so much for being a guest on our show. I know that everyone took lots and lots of notes. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be with us. So thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Jen. I love it. And I love you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Same here. So everyone, thank you so much for taking time out of your day for listening in or watching us. If you're watching us as well, you would have seen a faux pas that happened, but we're going to edit it out. But I want to thank you for taking time out of your day and remind you, if this is the first time you're watching us, please be sure to subscribe and thank you for showing up. If you've been listening and watching us for a long time, make sure you are subscribing. Make sure you please take this opportunity to do yet another review. Give us a great 5-star review. Make a beautiful comment about what you learned on this particular show with Jessica, because we love that feedback. And don't forget to share it forward. Share it with everybody. And I know Jessica has one more thing she wants to say.
Yes, I was going to say, be sure you tell your friends, because that's the way it's going to work, the referrals, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, thank you so much for your time today, Jessica, and everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time on Mortgage Lending Mastery.
Thanks for listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Be sure to subscribe to hear more sales tips, ideas, strategies, and tactics to help you with your personal and professional growth to multiply your results in record time. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Wanting more beyond the podcast? Join our Mortgage Lending Mastery membership community, where you will find extended interviews with our favorite guests, weekly training, tips, and insider secrets. Fireside chats with Jen, free content, meet, share, and collaborate with other members, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more about this exclusive content. Mortgage Lending Mastery is an Industry Syndicate charter podcast. Industry Syndicate is the first podcast network specifically for the mortgage and real estate industries. Get the Industry Syndicate app in the App Store or Google Play today.